Guys, welcome to a special edition of What's She On About. I'm Mitzi, and this is actually a quick special edition ghetto action news with our civil trial and criminal defense attorney, Midwin Charles. Hey, welcome back to
hey,
the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good,
I just
good.
Have to say, I love the title, Ghetto Action News.
Well, you can thank our co-host, Kat, for that one. She was
we
should have that segment. And it's literally,
I love it.
Yeah, it's good. It's literally for anything that's in the news that people are talking about. And that's why we have you here. We are talking about this college admissions scandal.
Yeah, and what a scandal it is.
My goodness. All right, so.
Scandal. Scandal.
So last week, for those of you who've been under, I guess, a rock maybe, I don't know. It was announced that up to 50 people, 50 parents, CEOs, actors, actresses, fashion designers, and the like were federally indicted, if I'm using the term correctly, on a college cheating scandal.
That's
where
right.
they bribed ACT and SAT administrators, they bribed college coaches and the like to get a side door for their wealthy clients into these elite schools like Yale, Georgetown University,
USC.
USC. Mm-hmm. USC has so many. They have quite a few, actually. Mm-hmm. Two high-profile actresses, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, which gutted me. I like her.
I do, too. I do, too. Loved her. Loved her. Loved her.
Such a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, as our legal analyst... Talk to us a little bit about this case and what your thoughts were when you heard about it.
Well, you know, I thought it was stunning, but, I thought it was, you know, there you go again. You know, this is evidence that a lot of people have been saying for the longest, especially people of color, people from underrepresented communities, which is that, you know, America is not the meritocracy that it keeps trying to say that it is. And this is proof of that. I mean, here you have people who were wealthy, not just wealthy, but also well-connected and popular and well-known. You know, the children of actors and actresses, the children of CEOs, the children of, bankers, finance, you know, really the creme de la creme. So not just wealthy, but also well-known and well-connected. Honestly, children who really didn't even need to go to college, to be quite honest.
Some of them didn't even want to go to college.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like Lori Loughlin's daughter, literally on her Instagram, was like, you know, I don't really want to go to school, but I want to go to the parties and the football games. Like, what?
Right. Exactly. And her mother spent $500,000 to get both her and her sister admitted into USC. Now, what's interesting with all of this, the backdrop is that these children, which I think is missing from all of this, is that these are kids who couldn't get in on their own merit. I'll say that again. These are kids who couldn't get in on their own merit. In other words, they didn't have the grades. They didn't have the SAT scores. So their parents decided what they would do is rather than pay the money to have their kids get tutors, take the test prep course, put in the hard work, they decide, you know, which by the way, is who the test favors, right? You know, a lot of people talk about standardized testing. And, you know, we've heard the recent news here in New York where only 4% of Black students were admitted into the elite New York City public schools. And
the
only
ones you have to take standardized tests,
tests to get in, right? And only 7% of Latino students were admitted here in New York. So which I think is an interesting sort of dovetail from this cheating scandal, just to show you how, you know, systemic racism keeps people of color out of achieving the higher levels of education, which is how you gain access to higher levels of jobs, right? So that's really the point here that I think is really important. But what's interesting is standardized tests, admissions policies into these higher, really super elite schools favor those who can afford to pay for test prep. They favor those who can afford to pay for the tutors. They favor those who don't have to have the after school job or the weekend job or the summer job, those who can have the time to focus on test prep. That's
which
important
they
too.
Have. Right. And so that's the thing. That's the thing that's so galling about it.
Right.
Here are these super wealthy people who have the means to actually do the work and do the prep in order to take these tests and get into these schools on their own.
Right.
And it's like, no, we still want to take the easy way out.
Right. Exactly. And so the scandal is, which is really, really quite remarkable when you think about it. I mean, it's stunning. I mean, I can't wait for the movie to come out. Forget the book. Let's just get a movie. Let's get a Netflix series. Okay. Cause this is worth 10 episodes as far as I'm concerned.
At
if
least
not
a limited series.
If not 20,
FX two,
give me 2 seasons, 2.5 seasons. That's what I want to see, because you had this guy's name was Singer. Mm-hmm. And he had a company, a private company, where literally the whole purpose of his company was to help the parents of these wealthy kids get into schools. And he did it by a variety of ways. One way was to bribe or pay off the proctor of the SAT. So and in order to do that, basically what he did is he would lie. This is another thing that was so galling about it, is he would lie and say that the student whose parent he was representing had a learning disability and therefore required additional time to take the test, thereby having a sort of solo proctor to kind of monitor that
yes.
one student.
And I didn't even know you could do that and ask
yeah,
for more time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
But guess who knows who can do that? Right. Mm-hmm. The people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The people who are trying to cheat the system.
Or just people who are aware. Like, right. Like, again, this test favors those who are aware. It favors those mm-hmm. who have money. It favors those
That's
who have
true.
Access. And so just the fact that you are aware that you could do that puts you at an advantage. There are
That's
many people
true.
Who don't know that you can even do that. So what he would do is for those particular students, he would lie, right, which is an affront to people who have real learning disabilities. But that's
of
a whole
course.
Separate conversation. So he would lie and say that the student had a learning disability, thereby requiring more time to take the test. Then he would know who the proctor was and pay off the proctor to basically switch the answers. So when that student handed in the test, that proctor would submit a different test form with the proper answers so that that student would score a higher percentage on the SATs. Another
Unreal.
And that was just one form of the scam. Another scam he would run is he would pay off coaches to various
Yes.
schools, such as Yale, such as Georgetown,
Mm-hmm.
where he would pay the coach a couple $100,000 to get the coach to say that this student was on their respective team, even though that student never played the sport. And they even
yeah, like photoshopping
exactly
images to show that, oh yeah, she rode crew.
Right.
Never rode crew a day
in her
life.
Right. Crew, swimming, tennis, I think was impacted.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was really a sort of really broad scheme, and that scheme involved, so what was interesting is the scheme didn't just involve the parents, it also involved people who worked for the SAT,
mm-hmm.
it involved
the schools,
and what's interesting is right now only the parents have been charged and the coaches and the SAT people, but interestingly enough the schools themselves have not been indicted. And so the inquiry I think is, how much did the school itself know about this? Because a lot of the coaches that were working at these schools are now former coaches. So I'd like to know the auspices under how they became former. Right.
So
did the school learn about it and fire them quietly and say, you
mm-hmm.
know, okay, you go about
Let's
your
just
way.
Just brush it under the rug.
Brush it under the rug. Like, no one's talking about that. And I think that that's sort of something that would be some very interesting, like, investigative reporting to
yeah.
find out. Like, you know, what did the school know and when?
The other thing that I find so interesting, I mean, This particular scandal and what they've done to get these kids into school, they're on the extreme side. But it's not as though there aren't other ways for these wealthy kids to get into schools. You donate a building,
Right.
you're on the board or
Right.
something,
Right.
or you're a legacy.
Right.
So what does the poor kid, what does the brown kid, what does the black kid who has none of those connections, how do they compete?
Right. And that is what's stunning about this. So the methods that you've just described for wealthy students to get into college is what I call the original affirmative action. So if your parent went to a school, if your sibling went to a school, you are considered a legacy. And chances are your chances of getting into that school automatically are higher because your parents went there or an older sibling went there. So to me, that's a form of affirmative action, right? So you have, in other words, you have a leg up, even though you may not have the qualifications to get in. Secondly, is if your parents donate money to the school, or, now how much they're able to donate is the question. And I wonder whether the Lori Loughlin and Felicity
Felicity
Huffman,
Huffman.
right? Now, Felicity Huffman paid $15,000 to get her kid in. Lori Loughlin paid $500,000, which is why her charges and what she had to pay for bail were more severe versus
Right,
what
a million.
Felicity, right, $1 million, whereas Felicity Huffman was only $100,000. And that's based on how much money was exchanged.
One parent paid what, $6 million?
Absolutely ridiculous.
But the thing is, with $6 million, this kid probably didn't even want to go to school. Set him up with a business.
That's what a friend of mine said. You could have just invested that $6 million, and on 5% rate of return, they could have got like 30 grand a year, whatever, like
And
an
never have to
interest.
work
Right.
another day. Like,
Right.
what do you even?
Right.
It's just,
But
it's mind-boggling.
that just goes to show you what's going on here, which is something that in many circles they try to sort of undercut. And these parents recognize that going to these schools had a particular value, and they were
Sure.
willing to pay and sort of skirt the system
Just to
just
have that cachet.
to have that cachet. And it's interesting to see that even children of wealthy, well-connected parents still feel the need, or their parents still feel the need to have for their children to have that cachet. So when you have children from underserved communities who are also trying to have access to that cachet, there are so many obstacles in their way. And it, there and then you see this sort of, I think, movement in many circles to say, well, you don't need that. We're in a new economy. You don't need that. And I think it's interesting. And Noah's talking about that here are people who are in the upper echelons of the world who they feel that their kids still need this sort
Cachet.
of cachet.
And willing
So,
to pay handsomely for it.
and willing to pay handsomely for it and risk prison. I mean, this shit is
That's
illegal.
right.
I'm sorry,
Yes,
but
exactly.
I
No, it's
mean,
fine. It's fine. But it's
it's
true.
not just that they were willing to pay, they were also willing to violate the law. They were also willing to break the law. And so, so the question, so I think it's an interesting discussion because there's been a lot of talk about do kids still need to go to college? Is it relevant? Is it necessary? What have you? And here are people who are in the upper echelon of society telling us that they felt it was still necessary, even knowing that their kid was just going to go and have fun and party or whatever, but they still needed. And so that's a conversation that I think is really interesting. Is that something that the parents felt that they needed for themselves so that they can talk amongst themselves as parents? Well, my kid goes here and my kid goes there.
Right,
You know,
right,
like it was that
right.
what it was?
So interesting.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into it. You know what I'm
And
saying?
then the other thing that was to me was galling about this whole thing was the fact that not only did they pay this man this money, but because they were paying it to a charitable organization, they deducted it from their taxes. What? Yo, I was like, damn, they do not fucking play.
Yeah.
With the levels.
Yeah.
That they will go to.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being, imagine having the, like, the gall, the hubris, the cojones.
Yeah.
To not only pay for this.
Yeah.
But then also, ooh, you know what? I'm going to try to get this off my taxes too. I mean, to me, they should also be indicted or charged with charges from the IRS.
It's possible. Absolutely. I mean, if this was not a real charity, if you know, this was a sort of shell company that was just set up to kind of funnel the money through. Yeah, absolutely.
To launder the money.
Ooh, absolutely.
This is going to be so interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. And we'll see how
there's
many.
There's more to come for sure.
Right. And we'll see if any of these parents go to jail, because we know how the justice system works when it comes to well-connected people. So that
so
would
it's
be something
be like,
that's curious to see.
Time served and house arrest.
Right.
And
probation.
All the rest of it. And they never see a day in jail. And really, if anything, it's whether or not the public will forgive them.
Right.
And let's face it, we forgive people all the time.
Yep.
So, I'm not worried about any of them. They'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Our quick ghetto action news special edition.
You're welcome.
And, yeah, we'll have to have you back on again.
Absolutely.
Your episode back in the beginning, I think it was episode 5 on travel. It was definitely a popular episode for us. So
yay. I would love to come back.
Yay. Thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead, Midwin, and let us know where we can find you on social.
Yes, on Instagram at Midwin, on Twitter at Midwin Charles, on Facebook and YouTube, Midwin Charles.
Nice. Thank you so much again for joining us.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye now.